I have stuff here. I have the chaos box with me. I have
Okay,
the article with me.
All right, guys, welcome to a live event here on the Steve Holte Radio Network. Joined here by my co-host, as always, Kristen, and Tracy, who is at... Why am I echoing?
You are echoing.
Yeah, Tracy, who is at the Shanley Hotel in upstate New York doing a live event. It's a above the paranormal, above the realm paranormal event in upstate New York. And anyone, we got a couple people in the chat room. Couple, I guess it's too late for most people.
Really?
I don't know.
Saturday night.
I don't know. You know what it is? I only gave them like 20 minutes to prepare to get into the chat room and talk because I didn't know exactly what time we were going on and blah 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 so forth and so on and. Tracy, you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
Hey, guys.
Now, a couple things interesting. One thing that I found very interesting is you sent me a message saying that the RTVP actually works. I've had that thing for 6 months. And...
As a matter of fact, I have it recording right now, so I'm going to record. We're up in the bordello right now. We're playing around with it. It works really well. It has it amplifies. You put the headphones on, it amplifies everything. It's almost like the EVP listener that you have.
And that's the RTVP?
Yes, it does that. It also has the ghost box. Obviously, the ghost box part of it that you could use too.
Hmm. And it works differently with the headphones on? I know you were trying it out last night, and we didn't have the headphones plugged in. But it works different with the headphones? I don't really get how the thing works. I really don't.
Yeah, He showed it to me. You put the headphones in it, and you put the headphones on, and as you're recording, you can still record EVP like you would normally record EVP,
right. But
you hear it. You hear everything more amplified than you would if you were doing just a regular EVP session with the recorder. You hear everything, so if you do get an EVP, you can actually hear it back in real time as well.
So you could hit the button. You could hit the button, and it plays back.
You can hit the button, and it does play back, and it also has the ghost box. Part of it, so you can do a ghost box session and record it the same way.
Oh, okay.
I haven't really played with it too much. He showed me how, and
did he show you with his or mine?
What?
Did he show you with his or mine?
No, he showed me on mine. I went up
okay.
And I got it, and he showed me how to do it. He showed me his, and he showed me how to work mine, and he showed me the different settings, how to change it, and he said it's so much better than any recorder.
Wow.
So I'm going to test it out for you tonight, and he said it's real easy when you. When you put it on the computer, just dump it as one file. You just make it one big file. You can go over it. And he said it's real easy.
I'm excited to hear that one.
Yeah.
Excited to try it out. I can't wait to get, like, involved in it.
I wonder if it would – because it goes above and beyond the normal hearing range. So I'm wondering if it's going to pick up stuff kind of like the Panasonic does.
That's what I'm thinking it will. It should, if that's what they claim.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's as sensitive maybe as the Panasonic, but it's really amplified. Like there's a sensitivity button on the side, so you can make it, you know, more sensitive than not. So it's pretty cool. Like right now we're sitting in the bordello upstairs of the Shanley, and we have the laser grid on the wall. Now, if a shadow was to walk by, it would break the pattern of the lasers, and we would get to see a shadow.
Hmm. You should
so that's
set up
pretty
a.
Cool.
Should have borrowed. I should have gave it to you. I have a couple motion sensors. You could have set them up too. They would have went off. You could kind of, you know how a lot of people like to do like double stuff. So you know if one
right.
Something happens on one but not the other, you could say it's a fluke. But if it happens on both, then you could say yeah, that's definitely something. You can get something that crosses the laser grid and the motion sensor going off at the same time. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's kind of cool.
Well, right now, we're all sitting up in the bordello. We have the laser grid going. I have the EVP, the RT-EVP recording. Aunt Linda's here with us, and she's got my night vision camera that she's taking video with. Mom's got the EMF detector, and I have this lady, Julie. She's a ghost photographer, and she's sitting up here with us taking some photography.
Oh, that's another thing. I have that IR camera. Well, you got IR cameras, right?
I have the that little night vision camera that I bought.
Right.
So we're playing with that. And I brought up your Steve's boxes up here, and I got the Chaos box up here with me. But I haven't really done a whole lot yet because, like I said, they're still on the tour. And Cindy likes to take everybody around to all the rooms and give a little history of everything. But I've already toured it because I was here in July, so I figured I'll just come on and talk to you guys and while they're finishing up.
Have you turned on either one of my my boxes to make sure you get a reception?
No, I did not. Which one? You want me to try the chaos box? You want me to try putting on yours?
Try. You have, well, the one you have batteries in. Try the super radio, Suze. The black
one. Okay. All right. Let me just see where the buttons are. Where's my thing? I got this.
Bottom left is power. The toggles.
Bottom left. Oh, got it. Ooh.
Sounds like it works.
Talking about Steve. Is it FM or AM?
It should be on AM. It's the middle switch should
yes,
be down.
It's on AM. Okay, I got it.
Sounds like you got reception. That's good.
Yes, I got great reception, actually. A little fast. Let me see if I can slow it down just a smidge.
Wrong way. Did they say, sorry, I'm losing you?
Yeah. I heard losing you.
Are you guys getting it clear on your end or no?
Yeah, I can hear it.
Hey, guys, we're up in the Bordello. Is there anybody that can come through and speak to us tonight?
About 30?
Is there about, that is, there's about 33 spirits in this place. 33,
oh, he
34
said about 30, yeah.
For sure.
Wow, yeah, it sounds like there's voices coming over the radio.
Yeah. Who's in this room with us tonight?
I think they just said Bordello.
I know there was a Julie. You know the history up here too. Anna was up here. That was Anna's room. That was Anna's room. Anna was one of the ladies of the night. She was actually killed. Correct. She was actually killed, and she hangs out up in the Bordello. So maybe we can contact her.
Yeah.
I heard a yeah.
Yeah.
Anna, are you here tonight? Can you come through using this device and speak to us?
Anna's here. Did anybody else hear that?
I almost heard a man coming through.
I could swear I heard Anna's here.
Anna, are you here? Can you come through?
Here.
Yeah, here.
Here? How are you? We don't mean any harm. We're just looking to communicate and talk. Yes.
Yes. Tracy, heard that.
Do you have any messages that you can get through to us tonight? We're here to talk to you. We just want to communicate, and we don't mean any harm at all. I heard a female.
Yeah, heard her. You might have better luck with, you should try the other.
Anna, can you tell me how old you were? Anna, do you still reside in this hotel?
You know, you gotta go after
try the other radio.
Try the chaos box?
Yeah, see if you get anything out of that.
I heard that was traps.
You're trapped? Is there any way we can help you?
Play cards.
They play cards here, right, Paul? They used Spirit. To play cards and dominoes. All right, guys, I'm going to try another box, and I'll come back and talk. No, you hear that?
Yeah.
I said no. Oh, I hear someone.
I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm here.
I hear you. Anna, is that you? Me here. Did you
hear that? I heard that.
Yeah, big time, clear.
We're spirits.
Do you have any messages for us?
She said something. Something about she was raped or something.
She what?
Heard something about being raped.
Well, she was killed. I don't know exactly how.
Danny something. And you, sir?
Dead, did you hear that?
Yeah.
Who is the male voice?
You should play. I heard something
about his name.
Yeah, I heard somebody say play my name or something like that.
Yeah, you should play.
Let me make it faster. I heard Anna again. Steven, yeah, he's here.
Yeah, I'm here.
Annie again.
Yeah.
Is Rosie here with us too?
Annie.
I heard demon. I heard demon. Did you hear that?
I thought I heard Annie.
You heard who, Steve?
I thought I heard Annie.
Well, there was an Anna and there was a Rosie up here too. Rosie, I heard Rosie.
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
Says we'll be testing it out or something.
Rosie, are you able to come through and talk to us? Rosie was a 4-year-old little girl that fell and hit her head in the well across the street. But her room was up here in the bordello, but before it was the bordello.
Bloody. Try something else.
All right, thanks, guys. We're going to talk in a minute. Can I get a goodbye?
Goodbye.
I heard a wait.
Yeah, I heard a wait. Yeah, but they're always going to say wait.
Yeah. All right, guys, I'll be back.
Oh, I heard wait right as you shut it off. hey, that's good. That GE Super Radio sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it sounds really good.
Yeah.
And I got really good reception up here, too.
Last time you were there, did you get really good reception?
No, actually, we didn't. We had the other box, one of the Steve's boxes, and I didn't get any reception.
Yeah, that's okay, the piece of crap. Super,
I did get, I used the 469 last. Yeah, no, this box is really good so far.
Good. That's important. You're testing it in the field. I don't have a lot of people out there testing them in the field. So,
no, this one sounds really good. And I have the other one, too. I brought the 1250. What's it?
Yeah. That's the one I want to hear. I think that's the kick-ass box.
I got to change the batteries.
Yeah. What about the Chaos box? Do you get any? I mean, I wonder if you would get
anything. I haven't
anything.
Turned it on yet. Let me turn it on right now.
Yeah, I'm curious to see if that thing does anything. Help.
Yeah, I heard
help right away. Yeah.
Which one should it be on? 180? What did you tell me yesterday?
Leave it to where it is.
Leave it on what?
Just leave it.
It is on R.
Yeah, that's random.
All right, I'll leave it on random. There's two R's. They both on random?
Yeah, that's fine. Something.
No, I'm not really... I don't hear anything on this
what
one.
What about, the sweep. Hit the sweep.
Oh.
What was that? Sounds like Tracy Chapman.
It sounds like a song.
That's Fast Car by Tracy Chapman. Click on the sweep button until it switches to the S.
Okay, got it.
That should bring in a little bit more. Or not.
Or not.
Yeah.
I think it's really bad reception.
Serious range.
No, yeah, the Super Box seemed to work pretty well.
Yeah. I guess you could probably kill that thing.
All right, I'll kill that for now.
Yeah. What was that noise?
Getting any good anybody pictures over there? You're not sure.
I just heard something in the background.
It was like
around.
Yeah, it was like.
Yeah, we got a lot of people here tonight. There's a lot of different groups.
How many people?
There's probably about 20-some people.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we got the Above the Realm, obviously, because it's their event.
Mm-hmm.
Visions into the Past are here. Julie Griffin, she's the ghost photographer. And Zombie in the Morning's here. We got a lot of people, a lot of different equipment, and a lot of people bouncing ideas off each other. It's a lot of fun. And, oh, there's a couple psychics here, too.
Oh, fun.
Zombie,
yeah.
Zombie
really
in the
cool.
Morning, it sounds like a drive time show on the radio. Here you are, yeah, Zombie in the Morning.
Yeah, it's really cool. As a matter of fact, there's a psychic lady. I don't know if they're going to do readings or whatever later, but one of the guys from Visions into the Past actually taught me how to read tarot cards in 5 minutes.
Wow.
Did you get it?
A really cool thing.
Yeah, you
understand. But listen to what he does. I'm going to tell you how he does it, and it's amazing. You guys should practice it because it's a lot of fun. I'm going to practice it when I get home.
Really?
Get a tarot card deck, right?
Mm-hmm.
Shuffle
mm-hmm.
it. You put out three cards. You look at them for 5 seconds and take them away. Your first intuition that you get for each card, anything you get, that is what your reading is. It's all about intuition and feeling. It's not about what the card actually means, and that's how you do it. And you just practice that until you can do more than three cards, and it's all about your inner feeling and how you perceive it.
Hmm. And
it was really interesting, and I did like a couple different readings. He kept putting them out, and he challenged me 5 seconds. He'd pick the cards back up, and, you know, I would tell him what I felt, and it was really cool. And then Mom was doing it too.
Sounds like the Rorschach test where they show you something and you got to make something out of what's there. I don't know. Kind of that's what they do with
Well, he believes it's more intuitive than book. He said the only thing that tarot card books are good for is kindling.
Okay. Tim in the chat room is asking you who the psychics are.
Yeah, so we got some other people coming up.
Did you hear what I said?
What did you say?
Tim in the chat room is asking a question. He's asking you who is the psychics.
The psychics. She's on Facebook. D, right? You're on Facebook. D Dove is one of the psychics that are here.
Okay.
The other guy, I don't know his last name. His name's Carl. He was what's his name? Carl Flagg. He's from Visions into the Past.
Okay.
So yeah, they have websites, I'm sure. I know they're on Facebook.
Carl Flagg and
Visions Into the Past have their own radio show.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, they're on, I think they're on ParaQuest as well.
Speaking of radio shows, Above the Realm, Paranormal is going to be switching over to the Steve Holte Radio Network to do their show.
Yay!
Yeah,
they're pretty excited about that. As a matter of fact, as soon as the tour is over, I'm going to get John on here so you can chat with him a little bit. I know, but we were doing the session. He was just up here listening to the session, but they went back downstairs.
Okay.
But I think the tour is over. People are starting to break up, so I'm going to get them.
I mean, you want to regroup and stuff? I mean, I could play some music and come back.
Yeah, you know what? Play some music, and I'm going to go get John, and I'll have him call back, and I'll let him handle the next section.
Okay.
All righty?
Sounds good. Yeah, we'll wait for you
all
to call back.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. It's fun.
Okay. We'll talk to you soon.
Okie dokie.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Sounds like they're having fun.
They are. There's a lot of people there. I think it would be cool to have the psychic doing the ghost box session with the EMF thing going and the laser thing all at one time.
Yeah, that's a lot of stuff going on. Yeah, I think it actually would be kind of cool just to join everything together. I always wanted to use a psychic with a ghost box just to see if what they were getting matched what was coming through the radio. I always thought that would be pretty cool.
Didn't your sister do a Ouija session with her Barbie board?
Yes, a Ouija board session. Yes, and it matched. A lot of stuff matched.
Yeah, pretty interesting. I think I need to go get a Ouija board. Tim wants to know what box you were using.
Tim, that was the GE Super Radio. It's not actually a Super Radio. What is it? It was the RC, it is the GE Super Radio, but RCA bought GE, and now it's the RP7887 model, something like that. What it is it's a manually tuned dial. You wouldn't even know that you could use it, but inside, when you open it up, it's actually voltage tuned. Even though it's a manual tuning dial, it is voltage tuned. So it's digital on the inside, manual on the outside. So I was able to modify that.
To use that one? I mean, if it was manual on the outside, why would you even consider it? So that's pretty cool you found it.
I think Retro Dave was on one of the groups a while back, and he had used this radio to make a hack out of it or something, and it dawned on me the other day that he was using it. And I said, well, if he's using it, then maybe it can be used even though it's manually tuned. I talked to my good friend Jeff out in Australia, and he says, yeah, it's voltage tuned. So he helped me out and got me, and I finally figured out the correct sweep circuit that matched that. And as you can hear, it sounded pretty decent. So
it sounds really good. I mean, that's why I wanted to hear what the other, and I asked her about last time she was at the reception. So if the reception was poor the last time,
right,
and the Chaos Box wasn't really working, the GE Super Radio is truly a good reception box.
Yeah, I think that's what you need. If you go about it the way I do and the way Rich does.
What is that?
You pick the radio. Radio is the most important part. Right. Adding a sweep circuit to it and making it an adjustable sweep rate box is the easy part. You have to find a radio that has good sound quality and gets good reception. After that, the rest is easy.
And portable's kind of cool, too.
Well, yeah, portable's a plus. So and all of them so far have been portable. They're either or. Oh. Usually you could plug them in or run them on batteries. So that's
how big
that.
Is the Super Radio, the GE?
It's not bad. It's about the size of the 12-589 Radio Shack radio and the 12-150. It's not that big. Just a regular little portable box. So I don't know if you want to sign off and maybe like play some music, or you want, you know, I don't know what you guys I don't know what you want to do. If you want to do our own little session.
Yeah,
let's do a session. Yeah, I got for this session I actually switched it up. I brought in the Rich's box number 3, which is the Teak, whatever you want to call it. And I brought that in here, and Tim wants to know if the Kobe would work good there. I'm sure if the GE works there, you know, I'm sure it gets some sort of reception. I think the last time, the reason why the box didn't get reception, that Steve's box number 1 was just a big, it just kept falling apart. So I think it wasn't working. That's why she didn't get reception.
Okay.
I think it's a good reception area. It is New York. So.
Yeah, New York has got a ton of radio. It's probably the biggest station outside of L.A.
Now, this TAC, this is probably one of the best radios I have.
Have?
Now, my sister's sending me a message to call John on Skype. Now, how do I call John on Skype? Oh, call on John on Skype. Okay. I could do that. I did just hear myself say it live. let me call him and we'll put a pin in our session right now, and we'll get him in here and see what.
I want to hear that RT.
Yeah, me too. I don't know how they could do that, but I guess you can. Let me add him in here. And all right, let's see what we got here. Okay, I'm calling him. It rings? Skype rings?
I guess.
I don't remember Skype ever ringing.
No answer to it. Hello?
John.
Yes, this is John.
What's going on? Getting ready to kill some time. We were going to do our own little Ghost Box session here to see if we could contact any of the spirits from the Shanley from here.
Yes. Perfect.
Yeah, you're all excited. So how's it going so far? How's everything going? You got
We just got done with the tour. So now we're going to break up into groups, and then we're going to attack the place.
Well, that's good. What time do you guys go to, like 2, 3 o'clock in the morning? And...
Oh, yeah, sure.
Whatever.
Whatever. I mean, it depends on activity, but this place is crawling with energy.
Oh, that's cool, man. I like the idea of investigating. I don't like the idea of just sitting there. If nothing happens, it's so boring to just sit there. I don't know. That's my thing on it. But at least that's a cool place.
Oh, it's definitely a cool place. As soon as you walk in, it's like, oh, okay. And then there was this one room I was in upstairs, but I was just walking like through before while we were waiting for dinner to warm up and stuff. And it's like my heart started racing. I was short of breath. And the hair on my arms was standing up like 3 inches. Ends up being this little kid Jonathan's room. So I got to definitely do some work in that room.
Do you have any cameras set up, stationary cameras all set up in the rooms or anything? Or are you just doing like a
Actually, you know what? There's so many different rooms, and there's like 23 or 4 people here. That we thought, for safety reasons, we probably wouldn't do that.
I hear you.
Instead of running wires all over the place. But, I mean, we got handheld, so we'll be doing that.
So you got a lot of cool pieces of equipment, too. Sounds like you got a little cold or something there.
I'm outside right now. It's cooling down, so I'm taking my nose run.
I hear you. You got a lot of pieces of equipment to try out tonight, too, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, we got four legitimate paranormal investigative teams. Everybody's got their own pieces of equipment, so combined we've got just about anything you could think of.
See, that's cool. You guys separate, go and do about your business and do different things, and then you get back together at the end of the night and collaborate and tell each other what you got. I like. You know, I like because you see...
Yeah. You don't talk to each other during the investigation. You kind of see what each group gets at different locations, and then you do like a debriefing, and you try to see if different groups got the same things in the same rooms or, you know, the same locations of the
building. Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. If you get people who are having regular occurrences in a certain spot, you'll hear it from each and every group, and that's the place you focus on for the night. Because you never know. They don't work on command, so you got to find out where they are that night.
If it was that easy, then we wouldn't be doing what we're doing.
That's true. I'm working on trying to make a device that the Panasonic recorder, the one that's like the holy grail of EVPs. I'm working on a design that's going to let you listen in live into that frequency that recorder works on. I think that's going to be a pretty kick-ass recorder. So maybe next time you guys go back there, you can bring that with you.
You know. Do you know what frequency level that is?
We don't know yet. Got to go back and look at the schematics and find out. But, yeah, it's a work in progress, but I think it's going to be a good piece of equipment once it gets made.
I don't know how much you know about Sally Stanley, Dr. Stanley out in Fresno.
Right.
But she's got some very interesting theories as far as frequency levels being down to, like, 6 megahertz.
Wow,
being
totally
like the
low optimum
level.
Now, what does she have to back that up? What has she been using?
She uses a lot of different things. But she's a chiropractor. She's a medium. She's a psychic. And the spirit has told her that's the level that we need to be down at. Although the human ear supposedly can't hear that well, so I'm not sure how to facilitate that.
What's that, Kristen?
I said you interviewed her.
Oh, yeah, she was on the show. She was on the show, a while ago, a couple months ago. But, yeah.
Yeah, we had her on our show a couple months ago, too.
Yeah, she's really knowledgeable. She knows her stuff. But, yeah, I don't know. I'm always interested in learning and trying new things. I think that's the key. I don't really stay on one thing too long.
Exactly. That's why we got 4 different teams here together tonight.
Now, what's the coolest piece of equipment anybody has tonight? You know, is it a camera? Is it an audio device? Is it, you know?
That'd probably be hard to say. I mean, we got everything from, you know, pendulums and dowsing rods to, you know, full spectrum to, you name it, just about everything's here. To, you know, PXs, ghost boxes.
I think it's cool to go back to the basics sometimes. Sometimes I just use I think it's good to go back to the basics sometimes. Like, my sister and I, we have used dowsing rods on numerous occasions, and it's still cool. I mean, dowsing rods, you can get a really good set for $10. And they work.
I did.
Yeah. I think I got them off of Patty Starr's website. Are you familiar with Patty Starr?
No. No.
She has, I think it's called the Ghost Hunter Store. I think she has, and she's in new.
All right. I have a link to Ghost Hunter Store on my website, so I apologize for not being familiar with that with Patty Starr.
Yeah, she is in Kentucky, and they have a lot of activity down in Kentucky. But she's really cool, really nice person. She's does a lot of events down there in Kentucky, and her store is good. She's got reasonable prices, and I'm giving her a shameless plug right now. So. but yeah, dowsing rods.
I mean,
work.
It's true. I mean, it's like dowsing rods, pendulums, psychics, mediums. They were tried and true for thousands of years. That's all they had.
And I think what you guys might want to try tonight is maybe try doing dowsing rods and use another piece of equipment and see if you get collaboration between the two.
Oh, always. We always have multiple pieces of equipment running at the same time. So. Including when you know, we have psychics working. We have the Mel and the K2 and shooting pictures all over the place, and because you need that for validation.
Yeah, I love that the Mel meter. I don't even own an Mel meter, but that's a good piece of equipment, that thing.
It's awesome.
So where are you guys going to start?
They make the one with the K2 built into it, too. So.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I saw that. Now, there's another thing that... is new out there. It's called the pod or something like that. I don't know. There's always some new piece of equipment that's coming out. So.
There's always something coming out. I wanted to try that Echo.
Yeah, I wanted her to bring it. She said it was. She didn't know if she could figure out how to use it, but I mean, all you do is hit record on one and play on the other. It's really not that hard.
And it's what, like a 5 or 10 second delay or something?
It is. I want to say it's like 5 seconds.
Okay.
Should have brought that it's one. Funny. That would have been really cool to bring.
Yeah, she didn't want to break it or something.
Yeah, I don't really care. I just like when stuff gets out there and used. I just want to see it get used out in the field. You know, right now it's just me. You know, I'm using the stuff here. Although I get results, it is better to use it in the field because you get, you know, here I would get people that come in and talk, but at a location where it's supposedly haunted, you can get grounded spirits as well as, you know, astral beings that travel. So you get everything all in one shot.
And there's nothing like the crowd reaction when everybody hears it at the same time.
Exactly. Like that stuff.
It's funny. We got it. Steve, you've been here or no?
I've never been there, no.
Oh, okay. Because we ended up, our team, above the Valmas, we're in the section known as the gentleman's quarters, and we were on the tour, and I had already heard a voice in there with my, you know, my naked ear.
Wow.
So we're on the tour. Yeah. And I thought my lead investigator, Dan, was in the room, and there was nobody else in the room. But Cindy's telling us about the room, and there's a vortex right in this room, right between two T-shirts on the wall. So we've got a camera recording this room anyway.
Wow, that's cool. I hope you got, you know, that's a lot of work, man. When you go over the evidence at the end of an investigation, that's a lot of work to go over hours of nothing, really.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes it gets boring watching the video, and it's like, arr.
Yeah. But where are you guys going to start out? Which room are you going to start out in?
I think I want to start out in the Bordello, which is where Tracy was on with you before.
Got a lot of good stuff coming through on that in that.
Yeah, I actually caught the ending of that session. So, and I had I've got the ghost radar on my droid. So
Oh, yeah, that's a cool... That's cool. I hear a lot of good things about that. I don't have it, but I hear a lot of good things about it. What is the Ghost Radar? What does it actually do? Is it an EMF detector? What does it do?
It's supposed to be like similar to like the Ovilus, where it and I don't know how it does it through a cell phone, but it reads the atmosphere, you know, the conditions, and actually it has a radar screen on it too. So it shows, like, you know, spots if there's supposedly an energy there. And then it actually speaks, too.
Oh, I didn't know.
It prints words on the screen, and it says the words.
Well worth the $2 app, right?
Actually, it was free.
It was free? That's even better.
Yeah. It's free for me, so. But, wow. You know, we'll use any means possible to further our research and to try to make communications and contact with spirits. So,
yeah, I think we've come a long way in the field. I think the paranormal has come a long way. I think with the shows, you know, highlighting all these different aspects of what we can be doing, I think it's really gone forward quite a bit with all the different technology that's out there. So I'm sure you guys are going to get something tonight. I don't think they got a bunch the last time they were there. I think they got some, but not a whole lot. Maybe it was quiet that night. But you already felt some energy tonight, so good luck.
Oh, yeah. definitely got some feelings, too.
But so when are you guys going to start your investigation?
We're probably going to, like I said, we just had the tour, taking a little break. People are, you know, refreshing, getting a bite to eat, something to drink to get the energy to attack this place.
I have a question for you. By the way, I'm Kristen.
Hi, I'm John.
Hi, John. How do you, with that many people in the building, how do you keep the noise level down? So let's say you're doing EVP work in one room and someone's talking down the hall. How do you keep it so they don't interfere with your investigation?
Well, that's what we're trying to figure out right now, actually. It's like, it's a pretty good sized building, but there are areas of it that are small, so... With 24 people, if we split into two groups, there would be minimal contamination. But that's, you know, then you're talking about 12 people per group, so that's kind of too many. So we're gonna try it. We're not sure how it's gonna work, but we're gonna do our best. I mean, like I said, it's basically everyone here are paranormal investigators, so they all understand, you know, the importance of minimal contamination. So. We're going to give it a whirl. If it doesn't work too good with three groups, then we'll have to do two groups. And I just did, Tracy.
I hear you. All right, well, I'm not going to hold you up too long. Why don't you maybe go in there, set some stuff up, get investigating or whatever, and we'll check back with you in a little bit and see what you guys are up to.
Awesome. I appreciate it. Thank you very much, guys.
All right, man.
Okay.
See you.
Talk to you later.
All right, bye. Okie dokie. And that was John from Above the Realm.
Perfect.
So it seems like they're getting all set up and ready to go, which is
good. They're getting it all together, and I just don't know how that many people can be quiet and, like you said, without contaminating.
Yeah, I think it's a good point when you want to go into an investigation, you want to do stuff, a lot of people do this, and I think it's really important, especially when you're doing an EVP session. Kristen, you've gone on investigations, or?
Yeah, I mean, one or two. I'm not a huge I've never enjoyed it, so.
No, me neither. Good. We're like that. Yeah. We're good like that. What you do when you're on an investigation, you have quite a bit of people doing EVP work and stuff like that. You have to make a note of everything that happens. Okay, so now, say you and I are in a room and we're doing some EVP work, and John from Above the Realm is in the other room and he sneezes. You know,
right?
I'll say sneeze next room or sneeze John. You know what I mean? Just so people know.
Who's ever reviewing knows what they heard.
Right. So they say, "Oh my God, I heard a sneeze. It's incredible." But no. Mm-hmm. But you know, if you tell them, you know, or note there's a car driving by. You know,
gotcha.
Or a horn outside. You have to. Yeah, right, exactly. So when people review it, they don't mistake it for paranormal.
Which I can see happening.
Right, that place is pretty big, though,
I think. I watch these ghost shows, and every little thing is accounted for as ghosts. So I'm like, okay, they really need to be more I don't watch the ghost shows that much anymore, to tell you the truth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, but it sounds like fun. I mean, if I think it is a big group atmosphere, though, it would be more fun than really find stuff. But who knows? Maybe they'll be lucky and really get some good stuff tonight.
Hopefully.